2022 was another challenging year. The war in Ukraine, the energy crisis, the greatest inflationary pressures in recent decades, and interest rate hikes by central banks shaped a macroeconomic scenario marked by uncertainty. But once again, Telefónica demonstrated its ability to give its best in the face of challenges, no matter how significant. Telefónica's chairman, José María Álvarez Payete, outlines the company's main keys to 2022.
Telefónica more than fulfilled all its financial targets in 2022. The company closed the year with a net income of more than 2 billion euros, increasing revenues in all the markets where it operates. Growth, strength, and resilience have been the pillars on which, day by day, we continue to build the best company and deliver the best service to our customers.
This positive performance was reflected in all of the company's markets and units, as Ángel Vilá, Telefónica's Chief Operating Officer, explains.
In 2022, our core operations had an excellent performance. Telefónica Spain is back to growth in revenues and is achieving record levels of customer loyalty and satisfaction. Telefónica Deutschland grew in revenues and OIBDA every single quarter of the year. In the UK, Virgin Media O2 is growing OIBDA more than 6% thanks to the impeccable execution of the merger synergies. And after the acquisition of the Oi Mobile assets, Telefónica Brazil has consolidated its market leadership and is growing double-digit in revenues and OIBDA in euro terms. Telefónica Tech is consolidating its growth story, achieving 1.5 billion euros in revenues, growing more than 50% year on year. And Telefónica Infra is consolidated its leadership in the green connectivity sector with more than 13 homes passed with fiber by year end.
Telefónica, therefore, is a growing and solid company. And it is also a resilient company that is well protected to face the current scenario of high inflation and rising interest rates. This is how Laura Abasolo, Chief Financial and Control Officer and Head of Telefónica Hispam, explains it.
Telefónica's strength has been proven by its great capacity to generate cash. In 2022, cash flow increased by more than 70% compared to 2021 and reached 80 cents per share, comfortably covering the dividend of 30 cents per share. We were also able to strengthen our balance sheet. More than 80% of the debt is at fixed rate, and we have covered maturities for the next 3 years. Telefónica Hispam also performed positively within the group's strategy and grew a lot in high-value accesses.
In 2022, customers continued to be Telefónica's main drivers. The company focused on them to offer the best connectivity and the best services in their homes. And we are proud to continue accompanying companies in their digital transformation. We are working to make digitalization available to everyone. And everyone, homes and businesses alike, know they can count on Telefónica. During the last year, the company also made progress in its commitment to sustainability as an integral part of its activity. Telefónica reinforced its leadership in ESG financing and increased its use of renewable energy, which now stands at 100% in Europe, Brazil, Chile, and Peru. In addition, Telefónica has committed to doubling the number of employees with disabilities by 2024. These achievements, as well as the growth, strength, and resilience shown by Telefónica in 2022, its vocation to serve customers and society, and its unwavering commitment to sustainability were only possible thanks to the exceptional work of each and every one of the people who are part of Telefónica. Their contribution and talent are the best guarantee to face 2023 with renewed ambitions, as stated by the company's chairman, José María Álvarez Payete.
We face 2023 equally committed in terms of effort and progress to continue leading in the new digital world while providing the best response to society's high demands. We have set the target of organic revenue and OIBDA growth, and we are announcing a dividend for 2023 of 0.30 euros to be paid fully in cash. With this commitment to permanent service, we are already moving towards our first centenary. In 2024, the operator will celebrate its first century of life, a success story shared by everyone within the Telefónica family. This anniversary already encouraged us to focus on the next 100 years ahead. At Telefónica, we believe that the best way to adapt to the future is to build it. The best is yet to come.